Hello, 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 guys. Great day, my dear, sweet, sweet supporters. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the globally recognized Can We Talk with Jewel podcast, proudly sponsored by FundraisingCup.org Ministries. I want to remind you all that this platform serves as a beacon of insightful discussion, grounded in faith and honor of our Father. Here we discuss various topics related to supporting communities in all walks of life as we are attracting a more diverse audience with a shared passion for growing spiritually and applying these life-learned lessons to our day-to-day experiences. So I want to encourage you all to continue to support this podcast and to donate, because every little contribution helps. If you wish to make a donation, please contact our fundraising charity on 615-205-5657. Again, that's 615-205-5657. Or you can make a donation on our website, fundraisingcup.org. Your support will be greatly appreciated. Okay, so thank you for that. Moving on. Again, we are going to bypass our typical rules of engagement, guys, because I know you guys got it down pat, and we're just going to jump on in and welcome a very, very special guest to the podcast on this lovely Father's Day. We have our returning guest host, Brother Thomas, for this Father's Day podcast. Welcome back, Brother Thomas.
Thank you, Jewel. Thank you so much. It is a special day, Father's Day, and we wanted to bring a special message to all the fathers out there. And I told Jewel, I said, I'm adamant. We've got to do this today because, you know, there's a lot of message that we need to present, but there's a lot of life that we need to present, and there's a lot of love that we need to present. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Thomas. Hopefully we don't run into overtime, as we are known to do with the pairing of us two, and we can get this message out to you guys. Look, I'm stuttering already, so excited to get it out to you guys. We can get it out to you guys timely and efficiently today.
Mm-hmm.
So on this Father's Day, let's first give honor and praise to our greatest Father of all time. That would be our Father in heaven. We often focus on our earthly paternal figures and tend to forget that our Father has been guiding and protecting us thus far in our journey of life. So, I'm going to start by giving him a reverence with the Lord's Prayer.
Excellent choice.
So if you guys can close your eyes or whatever way you guys meditate to our Father, be my guest. But here we go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jewel, that was wonderful. Wonderful. I loved it. And I'm sure the Father loved it as well. I'm sure he loved it as well.
Yes. That is the goal, to please our Father amongst the fathers today.
Amen.
Brother Thomas, would you help us by opening up with our key chosen scriptures for this Father's Day?
Most definitely, Jewel. I'll be glad to. And I'll tell you, people, it's a lengthy one, so bear with me. What this first one I'm going to be reading is from 2 Timothy, and it's all of chapter 3. But listen to the words. I was amazed with the words. it is, they say that the Bible is timeless. And I'm telling you, when you hear these words, now I'm speaking from the New Standard Version of the Bible, and these words are what's going on right here and right now. So let's get started. All right, so chapter 3. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revelers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, and avoid such men as these. For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with their sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, to those men also oppose the truth, men of depraved mind, rejected as regards to the faith. But they will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, as also that of those who came to be. But you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, or at Lystra. What persecutions are endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. And indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But evil men and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Wow. Now, Jewel, I want to say this about these words. Are they not prevalent for today's day? I think so.
Oh, these
things are happening right here, right now.
We are living during these times already written, and, before I add more to it, I want you to kind of close out with the last scripture, which is fairly quick.
Certainly.
And then we can
jump on in. We'll do that. We will do that. Hold on. So the last scripture I'm going to be reading from is Luke, and it is chapter 12, and it is verse 53. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And that's just true. I faced it myself, Jewel. Definitely faced it today on Father's Day.
Likewise. I can definitely relate to that scripture so heavily. This is so much to break down today.
It's meaty, isn't it? It's very meaty.
It is. And what I like about this scripture is not only did it foreshadow how things would play out today in many of our lives, but it also even gave a breakdown as to why we should even look at scripture, right? Because I know that's come up in several conversations. Some people have said, I don't really see what's the purpose of scripture. And I never noticed this before, but I have read this verse in the past, but I never noticed that God breaks down here about the Holy Scripture being not just inspired by man, but he goes into explaining further that it is inspiration and it should be used for correction and the instructions for righteousness. So those of you that I'm sure you have come across people who have questioned, why do you even refer to scripture, especially since we are technically the living word. We're experiencing many of these things in the scriptures today, but this gives us the wisdom to navigate through the same exact experiences and some of the prophecies to come with wisdom. So that was just, I had to give a little shout out there because I was like, oh, good point, good point.
Of course. Yes.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about the opening of these perilous times that we're living in, right? Where you mentioned that people will become lovers of themselves and covetous and boasters and proud and blasphemers and disobedient and unthankful, unholy, truth breakers, false accusers, despisers, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than God. Oh my gosh. I can
it's
go
everything.
On and I think, you know, within these last five to 10 years, I have come across so many individuals that can be described this way. And I know I mentioned to Brother Thomas before, there are times where I can't wrap my mind around why they're operating in this this manner without just in a heartless kind of way, wanting to be boastful for the things they have and look down at other people and say, well, I have it, you don't. Even if I have, I stole it from you, I still feel like I deserve it and I'm, you know, more important than you are. It's, it's really, we're living in such a time where it's so confusing.
Very twisted. Very twisted.
Very twisted in the way some individuals are manipulating others, manipulating the law.
Yes.
And just lost. Lost, as I always say, these people are lost in the sauce, okay? Of how they're supposed to live morally. And it's decrepit. It's just like, oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to begin. You're so gone.
I pity them, Jewel. I swear, Jewel, I pity them. You know, because these end days are not going to be good days, and I'm telling you, they're thinking. Well, right now they're reveling in their goodness and their fortune and all these things. But those days are fixing to fall away, and where will they be then, Jewel? Where will they be?
I don't know. Just as long as I'm not there with them, it's the goal for
me. I hear you. Well, we're facing our own trials and tribulations. We are, but, you know, not to the halfway mark of what they will. Ooh. Mercy, mercy. Had to throw that in there, Jill. I'm sorry.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Brother Thomas, I, just a quick segue, you know, as I was thinking to myself, I recently posted something on my social media, largely having to do with some of the things that I've personally experienced, as well as some of our sisters that have recently come forward and admitted being part of some of these operations in their communities. And what it was a testimony that was given from a former FBI agent who was actually in a very prominent position in the FBI. He was like a head at of some department there. But, you know, of course, whenever someone starts to feel compelled by God to speak truth, for some reason, people immediately say, oh, it's a conspiracy. But I can assure you, as one who has experienced maybe 8 out of the 10 things he's listed there, due to my family trying to do some unscrupulous things and keep some funds hidden from a will of sorts, I have experienced, I can honestly say that what he described is true. And before I've even gotten my hands on this man's testimony, many of the things I have been posting about within the last year about my experiences, and he just kind of wrapped it up in a nice bow tie and said, oh, this is why you've been experiencing A to Z. You may not have known, but this operation has been going on long before you figured it out. So I'm very thankful to him. I'm very thankful to his family that may have even suffered.
I'm sure they've been persecuted.
Because he's done an amazing thing, and I don't think you guys can fully understand how amazing and brave it was of this man to speak about some undercover things that have been happening. And you guys know that I work diligently in exposing different plots and plans of the enemy as it pertains to child trafficking. And have personally experienced attempts placed on my child's life, believe it or not. That's why I said 8 out of 10 things. I'm very fortunate and thankful for a father. So I will give you that praise today.
Amen.
I'm in complete awe that you held me under your wing and protected me through these trials. But I wanted to share that with you. Those of you who have not seen this man's testimony, I urge you guys to check it out on my LinkedIn page, or you can personally inbox me at jewelmclean36@gmail.com, and I can forward it to you there as well. But it's something that I think we need to open our eyes to. I know, Brother Thomas, we've discussed many times how in the world can all of these children go missing, and we have more cameras than we've ever had. And this guy is pretty much saying this has been an inside operation where these children can be auctioned for up to $50,000 a child. This is big business. And a lot of things are going on, and you know, people being placed on black market lists to be illegally surveilled by communities and harassed and. With noise campaigns and just terrorizing.
I have something to interject here. What I have just found out, that Oprah is not singing too happily right these days. I don't know if you've heard, but apparently, the school over there in Africa.
I did get a message recently that she may be under the weather. I don't know how much of that is true or not.
That's their excuse. That's what Hollywood's trying to pipe in there. But actually what it is, she's been indicted. That's why she was wearing that ankle bracelet a while back, if you had pictures of her. Y'all see, when she first took over that school, they had some girls that came forward and said that they had been molested. And so they kind of shushed that up. But then there have been other girls that have gone totally missing. And now they've got evidence to back it up, and she is going to get her day in court, most definitely. But I'm not talking about the court here on this year, on this earth. I'm talking about God's court, and God will deal with her appropriately. I guarantee it.
You know, Brother Thomas, I want to say this generally for those that have been throwing a rock and hiding their hands and partaking in any of these abominable acts against women and children. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This is the year that the veil is being lifted, and we are seeing on the news time and time again more of these celebrities being exposed for these crimes against humanity. And it sickens me.
Jewel, I'm saying this to you. You know, you said it was 5 years for you, but for me, what I'm hearing, and maybe this is the majority of other people too, it's in the last 3 months, actually, that there has been so much information flooded out there that has never been before. I mean, it's like God said he would he would unveil the eyes, and seriously, yeah, I mean, you have to be blind, and I mean literally blind, not to miss all the things, or even deaf, to miss all the things that are going on every day. I mean, I don't know if y'all have it on your phones, but I do. I get things on YouTube and all these places and TikTok and Telegram, and they're singing the blues, a lot of them, but also you've got the little canaries that are singing as well. And it's about time. It's about time that the canaries start singing their little song, because people need to listen now more so than ever, because these things that's going on, oh my God, you know, I just heard about NASA and what's been going on with that, and that all of this alien thing that we're now hearing about is all fake. Wernher von Braun, before he died, said in the last days that we would witness, NASA would make sure that we witness alien invasions. Oh, yes, he did. Now, guess who else was in conjunction with that NASA thing, Jewel? I'll throw a question at you. Do you know who?
I don't know, no.
Walt Disney. Walt Disney. Now then, people, it's about time we wake up and smell the coffee, as they say. That's an old Southern expression. But I'm just saying this. We do not know who we know. We do not know who our government is. We have never known the things that they have been capable of and are continuing to be capable of. And we need to take a chance on realizing there's other people like us out there, and we need to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to voice. You know, I asked Jewel about our podcast if we'd have any many comments, and she said, really, no, that a lot of them have died off. And people, I want to say this to y'all. Your comments, your suggestions are invaluable to us. How can we go forward and evolve into what we need to be involved in if we don't know and get basically the feeling of what's out there? And the only way that can happen is through y'all. So please, I do encourage you to continue to comment, to raise questions. You know, it said that it said this, there is no wrong question, and there's not. And so when you shoot questions at us, it causes us to think. It causes us to research. In other words, Jewel says, bring your receipts, right, Jewel?
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Well, and I know there's people out there that are scared. I know that there are.
Yes.
But these are not the times to be scared, people. These are the times to realize we have a Father that's watching over us. And what a better way of saying it for Father's Day. You know? I mean,
amen.
I'm going to cry, Jewel.
Yes.
I'm going to cry. Because fathers are instilled with certain rights, okay, and privileges.
Uh-huh.
And I had the privilege of, you know, being in my children's lives until they were adults. And here's Father's Day, and they've not even called me. And I remember last Father's Day, Jewel. It was a great day, as all Father's Day should be. And I want to say this for y'all who have celebrated Father's Day today. I hope y'all had a good time. I hope you had good time with family. But last year at this time, I was invited by my daughter, my eldest daughter, Kim, and her fiance. They wanted to take me out for a steak dinner, a steak lunch, actually. And I had suggested that, you know, that would be great, and that I wanted them to come by and pick me up, and they did. And so I was sitting in the car, and I told them that I had something I wanted to tell them. And they said, tell us now. And I said, no. I'll wait till we're in the restaurant, because I want to sit across from both of you, and I want to see your facial expressions when I tell you. So many of you don't know, the backstory was that I had decided, because of some participants that were going to be in the wedding, i.e. my soon-to-be ex-wife and my daughter who has been so vicious to me, that they were going to be in the wedding and I was not going to be part of it. And so at that day, God gave me the fortitude because of my illness to be able to go into the restaurant, and we sit across from each other and general chat, and I said, I took both their hands and I put them in mine, and I said, I just want to tell you that I will be proud to be at your wedding, Kim. I want to be able to walk you down the aisle, and it will give me such joy and such pleasure. And you should have seen their eyes. They were as big as silver dollars. I took them totally by surprise. But I'll say this, Lord. I'll say this, Jewel. Nothing came as a bigger surprise than what came today. That my own children have forsaken me. They have not even wished me Happy Father's Day. That the only people in my family that have done so was my youngest sister, Trisha. She wished me Happy Father's Day. And she hoped that I had a special day. And then one other person who I've most recently met, Antoinette, and she's a follower of this podcast, and she wished me a Happy Father's Day. But nothing from my own children. And Jewel, that hurts deeply. It hurts deeply. And so I know that there are fathers out there who have been forsaken by their children, okay? And I sympathize with y'all. But know this, God has been forsaken, has he not, Jewel? Man, even in this evil day and time, these people who are so caught up in their own self-righteousness and their self-concerning, and their lives are their most important thing, and they could care less about God, they are going to reap the whirlwind, and it's coming soon. And my children, I'm afraid, are going to be in that same boat, because I didn't raise them this way. God knows I didn't raise them this way. I don't understand, but I'll say this. For you fathers, if you have forsaken your children, shame on you, because they are a precious gift. And you should know that they have a purpose, and they have a life, and their purpose in life depends on you and your abilities to show them right and wrong, show them the way of God. That's your purpose as a father. And those of you who've done it and you still get basically slapped in the face, just know this. As Jewel told me earlier today, she said, your message, your word will be for those fathers across the world that have experienced or will experience the same thing. And know that your willingness to step forward in this podcast and to be honest and raw, and it's very raw. But I'll say this, I even sent them a video. And I showed them in this video what I fixed myself for Father's Day dinner. And I said, I thank you for remembering your dad. And I'm hoping that that's somewhere in their deep, cold heart. They'll realize what they've done before it's too late, Jewel. Before it's too late. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas, for sharing that testimony with us. I appreciate it so much. I know it's not easy to share some of these disappointments that we may have with our, let's just say, relatives. I used to say family, but I correct myself because we are related by blood, but not Christ. So
right.
I say this to say that you know, as we are going about this day and everyone is, you know, who were fortunate enough to have supporting father figures in their lives, I want to personally extend a very happy Father's Day to all of the fathers that took their roles seriously and did everything they could to guide and protect their children.
Amen.
But I know there's a lot of people feeling abandoned today, either as in Thomas's case, by children that, you know, are not acknowledging him without cause. And then there's also those that feel abandoned by their actual fathers that did not protect them and provide them a safe space where they can thrive and live under God's protection as well. So I want to basically say to all of you guys, right, that are probably not as happy today, that our Father, our truest Father in heaven is where we need to focus our mind and our thoughts. Because as Thomas read in the last scripture, this is the time where fathers may turn against their children and children against their fathers and, you know, all kinds of mother-in-laws against daughter-in-laws or father-in-laws against sons. We are
all
living
turmoil
in these perilous times where people's hearts and spirits are caught up in superficial wealth and abundance that they're prioritizing over blood, over the actual responsibility of being a caretaker under the Lord's purpose in their lives.
Right.
And
hey, Jewel, you know that scripture read there? That scripture that we read, you know, from Luke? Well, if you think about it, is that not describing civil war?
It is. It is.
We're already in, we are already in civil war. We are. Because I don't know if y'all remember in your history books, but seriously, in the same family, you had brother fighting against brother. You had, you know, families fighting against families. This was horrible times. Well, people, we are in those horrible times again. So this civil unrest that we have, we're looking at these demonstrations, right, as being civil unrest. No. The civil unrest is where we who are the chosen, who are being persecuted, who are being going through trials and tribulations, are basically fighting against this persona, this evilness that is just running rampant in our world. And it has taken over our children's minds, our family members' minds, and I'm just flabbergasted that this could be so widespread. I mean, I could think of it maybe in like a third world country, but we're not a third world country. At least I didn't think we were. But you know, as I've been doing research, Jewel, I'm finding out we're most definitely a third world country. We most definitely are. Because guess what? In third world countries, guess what's illegal? Speaking about the scriptures. Speaking about Bible. What have they just done?
Yeah.
Our Congress has just done. Voted that we cannot even speak of what we're doing right now. We're breaking the law, people. Did you know that? We're breaking the law. We deserve to get the wrath of evil. We do. We deserve to get the wrath of God for all this evilness that's just transpired.
You know, one last thing I want to add, Brother Thomas, in terms of what's happening in the world today, and you spoke about civil war. For those of you that have children,
yeah.
I don't know if you've been following, but there is a mandatory draft that was just passed not too long ago. And a
couple of days.
I'm a mother,
couple of days is all.
Of three young boys, and I'm paying close attention to what's happening in this country, and it's really concerning. You know, I think it's between the ages of 18 to 26, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes, that, yes. And the thing about that is, Jewel, is it's supposed to be in 18 to 25, but they extended one more year.
Extended an additional year, and it's not just boys. It used to be just boys.
Right.
They're coming for all of them. So
all of our youth, all of our youth, the ones of the future. And let me tell you something. What I've heard is when they put these kids out there, they're not going to get the training like most of the military do. No, they're not. They are basically going to get just the basics, and they're going to give them weapons, but not enough to supply them with, and they're going to put them on the front lines. The front line. So that when they do die and become martyrs, they will be martyrs for the cause. And what is the cause, Jewel? Evil. Evilness.
Lord, mercy. Yes, which kind of brings everything round circle, right? Because
yeah.
I know, especially living in the South, I see a lot of American flags, and I know that there's just a lot of people that love the country, right?
Right.
Because this is supposed to be the
our
land
country.
Of the free.
And, yes.
I think that we need to know what we're fighting for. We need to know what we're sending our kids out here to sacrifice their lives for. And I tell you one thing, as a mom, I'm not especially pleased for my children to fight for covert operations.
Amen.
Where they are trafficking children. Right?
Right.
That's not the government that I want my children to fight for. I don't want my children to fight for communities that are stalking innocent people. That's not the government that I want my children to fight for. I don't want my children to fight for families that are sacrificing their children with various religious fraternity groups. That's not the government that I want my children to fight for. And I think we're coming at a point where we can no longer turn a blind eye at what's happening here and what's being asked of us. Because if you're going to mandatory snatch our children up, then someone needs to speak up and be accountable for these crimes that are happening right here in this country right now before we get to that point.
Yeah.
So I know you guys hear the passion in my voice. It's because I'm a living testimony to some things that are really unrighteous here. And I'm glad the Lord, I mentioned this to Brother Thomas just today, literally thrusted me into my calling of protecting women and children because of what's happened to me. And as I'm going through my journey of protecting and speaking up against heinous and organized RICO crimes, I want to make sure that the public at large fully understands what we're being asked to fight for.
Right.
So I'm going to leave that message with all of you to reflect on this Father's Day.
Right.
And,
hey, Jill, I want to add something too. So people, those of you that are used to this new world age, right? Digital this, digital that. Do you realize that when we went to the digital ID of what that allowed our government to do? Maybe you're not aware. But they create a database. So when your children went and got their driver's license, they knew them. And so they then created a digital ID for them. So don't think that they don't know where they live. They do. And they do this by school records everywhere. Hospital records. So any place where you have given an ID and they have you on file in a digital file somewhere, they'll find you. And I will say this, Jewel. I watched one video where it showed this, you know, man talking about it, and he's saying, you know, these kids these days, these Gen Xers and so forth and younger, they're so consumed with their own selves that they don't want us fight for our country. And so they're basically saying, no. In fact, it's almost like they're saying compared to the days of the Vietnam conflict when we actually had the demonstrations and everything, and don't think that's not going to happen because it will. It most definitely will. But realize this, your government has sold you down the country. Sold you down. Because them voting this in without even considering our thoughts? Really? How can you? Because guess what, people? Those children are not yours. Did you know that? Did you know that? When you, and this is interesting, something I found out most recently, that birth certificate, you know, that whenever your baby's born, you have to get that birth certificate and you seal it out and you're so proud of it and it becomes an ID, right? It becomes an ID for your child when they go to school. They have to have a birth certificate, right? Well, that birth certificate basically is basically selling them into slavery. That's the truth. That when our mothers, you know, signed that birth certificate and did the date and all that good stuff, and we had the footprints, and so all those things are very important, and they feel like they're such a good thing, right? Actually, no. We've just signed basically our death warrant. Because all this government is going to do is make sure that each and every one of us who has a birth certificate falls in line, does what is respected, what is expected. Don't question. Just do